Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Welcome to Easter Sunday worship. At this special service, we will once again be celebrating the fact that we're all from different, a whole variety of cultures, and yet we are one in Christ. The Christ we worship is the one who shares in our suffering and sorrows and bears our sins. The one who has overcome death and all the powers of darkness. That is the good news that we proclaim today and every day. And our service today will have something of a Ukrainian flavour as we remember the people of Ukraine, this Easter in particular. So we're going to watch a video, I think, hopefully, which is a children's choir from the Ukraine. And once we've done that, we're just going to listen to that, and we're going to then in a minute we're going to welcome our Zoomers amongst us as well. So just to give them a chance to get themselves sorted. But this is a video of a Ukrainian children's choir singing an Easter song. This is celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Praise God. Lovely to see their young faces. Some of them really animated and some really getting into singing. Some of them not quite so, but you know, it's wonderful to see them singing in praise to Jesus. Just some news for you. But before the end of this service, you will have learned to sing in Ukrainian, or, you know, A little bit, just a little bit, you know. So we're gonna try that a bit later. But let's say hello and happy Easter to our Zoomers this morning. All those who are joining us online via Zoom. So it's good to just an opportunity to say hi and give them a wave. Not sure how many are joining us this morning.
Morning.
Ah, right. So we have Rosemary. Oh, we've got Robbie. That's right. Rosemary, Robbie, Chris, Norman and Pat, Tamsin, Hilary. Yes, there's Tamsin. You can see Tamsin. Yeah, okay, right. Yep, wonderful.
Hello.
Well, happy Easter to you all.
Happy Bless Easter you. To you.
Good that you can join us. We're now going to sing together. Now the green blade rises. So we're celebrating the new life of spring. Celebrating the new life of the Easter Garden this morning. 257, Now the Green Blade Rises.
Now the green blade rises from the buried grain. Weep in the dark earth, many days has lain. Love lives again, that with the dead has been. Love is come again, like wheat that springs up green. In the grave they laid him, love whom men had slain. That never he would wake again. Laid in the earth like grain that sleeps unseen. Love is come again like wheat that springs up green. Forth he came at Easter in the arisen grain. He that for 3 days in the grave had lain, quick from the dead, the risen Lord is seen. Love is come again, like wheat that springs up green. When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, your touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been, love is come again like wheat that springs up green.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're now going to bring forward the offering for this morning, and I'll lead us in prayers. And of course, after this, our youth church will go to their group, but they'll be coming back for communion later on. Heavenly Father, you gave your best, you gave yourself, you gave all you had for us and all creation. Give us the grace to also be sacrificial in our giving. We bring these gifts and other gifts given in other ways, and we pray that you would multiply them for your name's sake. We pray for Youth Church and their leaders now as they explore together the deep treasure of the Easter story so generously shared with us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Over to Colin for our first reading. Thank you, Colin.
Our first reading is from the Gospel according to St. John, starting in chapter 19, verses 12 to 18, then following on with 25 to 30. From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free. But the Jewish leaders kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you're no friend of Caesar. Anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar." When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at a place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about noon. "Here is your king," Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, "Take him away! Take him away! Crucify him!" "Shall I crucify your king?" Pilate asked. "We have no king but Caesar," the chief priests answered. Finally, Pilate handed him over to them to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Continuing at verse 25. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I am thirsty." A jar of wine vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Colin. Our next song is "This is Amazing Grace." As scripture reminds us, God has demonstrated his love for us, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. This is indeed amazing grace. It's good to listen to Clifford playing for us while we wait for the words. That's wonderful. Thanks, Clifford. Of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Shakes the whole earth with holy thunder and leaves us breathless in awe and wonder. The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place.
that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Back into order, who makes the orphans a son and daughter? The King of Glory, the King of Glory. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace, this is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. You laid down your life that I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. Laid down your life that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And now we have part two of our gospel story, continuing in the Gospel of John. This Andrew will come read to us from John chapter 20.
Yes, it's John chapter 21 to 18, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Jesus appears to Mary Magdalene. Now, Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, he asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Thank the Lord for his word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Andrew. The Easter story, praise God. We're going to sing another well-known Easter hymn now, "Low in the Grave He Lay." It's 256 in the hymn books, but the words will be up on our screen.
With his saints to reign, he arose.
Please be seated. And our thanks to Robert for once again putting so much feeling into that hymn to get the somberness of the verses and the joyfulness of the chorus. That's wonderful. Thank you, Robert. Stories of new life. Here's a good news story of new life I came across very recently. You can actually see this for yourself. It's not far from London. Two birds have been building a nest. Well, you might think, so what? That's what all the birds are doing right now. But these two birds are cranes. They've hatched some baby crane chicks. And this is the first time in 600 years this has happened in the UK. And it's happening on the Knapp Estate in Sussex. The landowners there are returning the land to a more natural state. And these first baby cranes are a good news story of new life for Easter 2022. Easter is a story of good news, a story of new life. And the Easter story concludes, of course, with the resurrection of Jesus. Or does it? Does it? You could say, for example, that this is just the beginning of the story, just the beginning of the good news of new life for us and for God's creation. The last time that Jesus appeared to his disciples after his resurrection, he told them this: "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." Now, the display of flags that you see here is a small visual reminder of the fulfillment of Jesus' command. And I'm hoping that in months to come, we'll have lots more flags to add to Kerry's collection. The good news of Jesus is being proclaimed to all nations. The good news of Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection. Now, one of these flags up here is a Bangladeshi flag, the green and red one over there. And this morning, rather than preaching on the Easter story itself, I'm going to preach on one of the multitude of stories which flow from the Easter story. An extra installment to the story of Jesus' resurrection. Now, hopefully we've got some photos queued up to show you. Now, I'm going to tell you a story of a storyteller. Her name is Schotterdoll, hopefully I've got the pronunciation right. And hopefully we're going to be able to see a photo in a moment. We saw her a bit earlier, so you should be able to see this photo in a moment. Schotterdoll is 70 years old, and here she is with her daughter, Nandita. Nandita is being trained at the Bible College in Dhaka by Peter and Louise Lynch, our mission partners. Okay, so Schotterdoll doesn't live in Dhaka. She lives in a very remote village in eastern Bangladesh, near the border with India, actually. The village has no electricity, no shop, no school, no toilet, no internet. Shock horror. No mosque, no temple for the local Hindus and Buddhists. A few years ago, Schotterdoll joined a short training course on how to share her Christian faith with the women in and around her village. Many of these women cannot read or write. Most of these women are usually very busy with their daily chores or the work that they have to do at home. So when Schotterdoll visits, instead of asking if they're free to chat, she asks whether they would like to hear a story. And most of them are very keen to hear a story. So often while they continue their work, Schotterdoll tells them a good news story from the life of Jesus. Simple, just a simple story. And when she's finished the story, she then asks the women what they think about what Jesus said or did, and what they think about the different characters in the story, and how they might have reacted to what happened in the story. Then she offers to pray with the women, and when she goes back again to their houses some time later, she often finds that the women's prayers have been answered. They've seen people being healed and people coming to faith in Jesus. Now, it probably won't surprise you to hear that God has used this 70-year-old woman to plant a church in her village. And just last month, 13 people who have come to believe in Jesus through her ministry were baptized, And there's a photograph of the day of the baptism, the 13 people being baptized. You can see some of the musical instruments being played by those at the front of the church crowd there, if you like. So the good news is being proclaimed throughout the nations. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good news? And as I said, here's the photo of the celebrations on that day. And here is another photo of some of the children of that village. These children are hearing the good news of the risen Jesus themselves. And here is my final photo, a photo of one of the few buildings in that remote village. This is actually a church house. It's only just about standing, but it's being used as a resource centre for the local community, used in a number of practical ways, a place where the people of this village and the surrounding area can hear the good news of the risen Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's the story of Chotadel, of her good news ministry in Bangladesh. When Mary became the first person to see Jesus risen from the dead, she was given a simple instruction by Jesus. Don't hold on to me. In other words, don't keep this to yourself. Go and tell those who know this. Go and tell those you know this good news. As you will see from Chotadel's story and from Mary's story, it doesn't require a degree in theology to share this wonderful message. But what it does require is our obedience to Jesus' simple command. It's a simple instruction. Go and tell your story of Jesus to those you know. People need to hear the good news of Jesus, don't they? We know this very well. Isn't that true? We need good news these days. We need to hear the good news of Jesus, the one who suffered and died for us, the one who was raised from the dead for us. We will remember this God-given Jesus in bread and wine soon. And my prayer and my hope is that we will, by God's grace, with God's help, act out this good news this week in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God. Let's spend a few moments now thinking and praying about those we know that God is encouraging us to share our good news with. Let's be quiet for a moment as we reflect upon this. Just before we're going to sing another couple of songs, actually, Andre and Irina, Alina are going to help us, and Prince are going to help us leading some songs of worship. But for a moment, let's reflect upon who God is calling us to share the good news of Easter with. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the good news of Easter. We thank you for hearing our prayers. And we pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would fill us with your love so that we would be bearers of this good news wherever we go. Help us to be, by your grace, good news people. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now we're going to sing together. We believe, and we're going to be led by Andre, Irina, Alina, and Prince in this song. You may not be familiar with the words, so perhaps just pick it up as we go along, but maybe just listen to the words, and then hopefully pick it up as we go along. And then we're going to sing part of a song in Ukrainian that Irina, Alina, and Andre are going to teach us.
In this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, but there is only one foundation we believe, we believe. It is broken. When it's dark, you help us see.
We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again. We believe.
So let our faith be more than ever. Greet us in the songs we sing. And in all with expectations, we believe, we believe.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. And He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection. And He's coming back again.
Let the lost be found. Let the dead be raised. Church, live love, and God will say, we believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God is done with them. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe,
we believe, we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe, we believe.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The next song is a traditional Ukrainian song, and we're going to try and learn the chorus together, which is basically an Easter song giving praise to Jesus. So, yeah, let's listen to the
Repeat with me. Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава. Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава. Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала.
Next.
Oh, yes.
Він воскрес. Звучить йому слава. Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала. Він воскрес, алілуя, осана.
Він воскрес, йому
слава і честь. Тоді тут переправ.
Слава і честь.
Пригадаю той день, коли в муках тяжких на Голгофі за гріхи всіх людей на хресті помирав Ісус. Він залишив престол, показавши всю славу в любові. І на третій день, і тоді лунає з небес. Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава, Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала. Він воскрес, алілуя, осана, Він воскрес, йому честь і хвала. Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава, Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала. Він воскрес, алілуя, осана, Він воскрес.
воскрес.
Народом. І до краю землі в кожен дім нехай лине вона. Кожен серці своїм береже хай її рік за роком. І розкаже усім, що життя вічне тільки у нім.
Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава. Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала. Він воскрес, алілуя, осана. Він воскрес, йому честь і хвала. Він воскрес, хай звучить йому слава. Він воскрес, нехай лине хвала. Він воскрес, алілуя, осана. Він воскрес. Він воскрес.
Thanks so much, Andre, Elena, Irina, and Prince, for and Clifford and as well, for leading us in those songs. Wonderful to be able to learn that bit of Ukrainian. Vin Voskres, he is risen. That's all we need to remember, Vin Voskres. Okay, brilliant. Just to say as well, because continue to remember to pray for Andre and Irina's family. Some of them are still in Ukraine, of course. And continue to pray for their church, which is near Lviv in the western parts of Ukraine. And I'm sure you'll be continuing to pray for the country and the leaders of the nations as well. We'll be praying for them later. But we're now going to join together around the Lord's table. So we're just going to get the Lord's table ready as we do this. as we prepare to share bread and wine together, let us begin with the family prayer. We'll use the modern version of the Lord's Prayer, which is on the inside cover of the hymn books. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come to this table, not because you must, but because you may. Not because you are strong, but because you are weak. Come, not because any goodness of your own gives you a right to come, but because you need mercy and help. Come because you love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loved you and gave himself for you. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. And then part of a poem by Malcolm Guite. This is a Maundy Thursday poem, but I thought it was particularly pertinent for this morning. And here God shows the full extent of love to us whose love is always incomplete. In vain we search the heavens high above. The God of love is kneeling at our feet. Though we betray him, though it is the night, he meets us here and loves us into light. Be quiet for a moment. And then I think someone is going to lead us in a thanksgiving, prayer of thanksgiving.
Let us pray. Lord, last Sunday we celebrated your son's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, followed by the celebration of Passover with his disciples. By the breaking of bread and pouring of wine, Jesus showed these symbols of his all too soon future, the breaking of his body on the cross and the spilling of his blood in his sacrifice for us all. At this table today, we thank you for the opportunity to commemorate that sacrifice with the same symbols of bread and wine, but couple it with the celebration of his rising from the dead on the third day. This is the message of Easter, that Christ died for our sins and rose again, and that he has prepared a kingdom for us if we are truly penitent. We thank you, eternal God, that you have called us to be your people, made one in the Spirit. We rejoice to offer this sacrifice of praise. Send your Spirit upon us so that we may recognize Christ's presence through this bread and wine and recognize him and share his salvation with others. We offer this prayer through the name of the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you. Remember me." This is the bread of life. Please eat with thanksgiving. Jesus said, "This is my blood shed for you. Remember me." Let us retain the cup and we'll drink together as a sign of our oneness in Christ. Jesus brings new life. Alleluia. So we sing together and rejoice together. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory you over death have won. 260 in Baptist praise and worship.
Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you won. Angels robed in splendor rolled the stone away, kept the folded grave closed where your body lay. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you won. See, Jesus meets us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, scatters fear and gloom. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing, for her Lord is living, death has lost its sting. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you won. No more we doubt you, glorious Prince of Life. What is life without you? Aid us in our strife. Make us more than conquerors through your deathless love. Bring us safe through Jordan to your home above. Yours be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory over death you won.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Please be seated. Going to lead us in some prayers for our world together. Let us pray. Dear Father, this is the best day of the year, the best day of all time. For on Easter Day, we find that Jesus, who was dead, is alive again. And we see his promise that those who put their trust in him will not be swept away by death, but shall have eternal life. On this day of light and darkness, and help us to put light and gladness, help us to put darkness out of our lives. Make us willing and able to change our ways of thinking and speaking and doing into Easter ways, so that how we behave may bear out what we believe, and so that Christ's new creation may become in us not just a hope, but a true fact, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus' sacrifice and for the gift of your Holy Spirit, and we pray this believing that your resurrection power will be at work in our world and in us too. We pray for new life to be seen and tasted even in the midst of great darkness and death. And so we remember the people of Ukraine. We pray for the extended family of Irina Andrei, for all those still in Ukraine, for those who have to leave their homeland. And we remember Andrei and Irina's church fellowship near Lviv. We pray for them. We know that you know them each by name. Thank you, Lord. And we pray too for the people of Bangladesh, for our sisters Shotadel and Nandita, for Peter and Louise Lynch in Bangladesh. And Heavenly Father, we believe that your resurrection power is at work here too in the UK. We pray for each other, for all our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ here. And we remember those, both believers and unbelievers, known to us, who need our prayers at this time. We bring them before you now, in a time of quiet. We thank you, Jesus, Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world and who suffers with us. We thank you for the depth of your compassion for us. Thank you, Jesus, risen conquering Son, the one who has overcome for us. We thank you that all our prayers have been answered through the gift of Jesus and through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. During our closing hymn, there will be an offering taken up for Christians Against Poverty. Next month is the Christian Aid communion offering. So this month is Christians Against Poverty for this communion offering. But we're going to sing together to close. Christ is risen, alleluia. 245 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Yep.
Jesus Christ is risen today, alleluia. triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross, alleluia, suffer to redeem our loss, alleluia. Hymns of praise then let us sing, alleluia, unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia, who endured the cross and grave, alleluia, sinners to redeem and save, alleluia.
Just before I give the blessing, I'd like to remind you that there will be people ready on hand to pray with you for prayers of help and healing here and here at the end of our service. But otherwise, please feel free to go and enjoy some coffee in the hall behind. Now the blessing of God, life giver, pain bearer, love maker, be with us now and always. In the name of the risen Jesus. Amen.